quiet has returned to the hills surrounding the Macedonian city of Tetovo after a weekend assault by government troops against ethnic Albanian rebel strongholds. Officials say most of the land, which has been occupied by the rebels for the past 2 weeks, has been retaken and the insurgents are on the run. The government is being urged to show restraint and open a dialogue with the leaders of Macedonia's Albanian minority. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Tetovo.
The residents of Tetovo awoke early yesterday morning to the sound of heavy machine gun fire and mortar blasts. Macedonian security forces took advantage of a recent acquisition, two Ukrainian-made helicopter gunships. For more than two straight hours, the scattered villages that dot the hills around Tetovo were pounded with machine gun fire from the choppers. Ethnic Albanian militants, who have used civilian areas to launch attacks against Macedonian police, shot back. But it became clear that the rebels are heavily outgunned and outnumbered. Over the course of the day, the gunfire barely let up. One Macedonian soldier was seriously hurt when he was hit by a sniper's bullet. Several civilians in the heavily hit villages were also injured by army mortar attacks. Later on in the day, a small convoy of tanks ascended a windy trail that leads up the hill where guerrillas are based. It was the first time Macedonian security forces engaged in direct combat with the rebels. Meanwhile, in the capital Skopje, government officials expressed optimism for the first time in weeks. Stevo Pendarovski is the spokesman for the Interior Ministry.
We retake several villages in that area, but we think that we are only on the half of the path. Speaking in military terms, it looks better than previous days.
If the offensive ends as quickly as the government hopes, the next battle will be fought in Parliament over whether to acknowledge the grievances of the ethnic Albanian community.
Nobody is sure whether this is going to quickly end, but it's for all of us the best way to take a seat and to discuss about political issues.
NATO Secretary General George Robertson arrives in Skopje today, the latest high-level visitor to the capital. Robertson has backed Macedonia's military response to the insurgency, but has recently called on the government to pare down its offensive. Robertson will also press the government here to enter negotiations with elected ethnic Albanian political leaders on how to resolve differences over political rights. Ethnic Albanians complain that they are discriminated against in Macedonia. But the government coalition, which includes members of the largest ethnic Albanian party, insists the Albanian community has the same rights as any other. Ethnic Albanian political parties are calling for an end to the fighting. The PDP and the other major ethnic Albanian party, the DPA, have both condemned the armed rebellion. At a news conference in Tetovo Sunday, Muhammed Halili, secretary of the second largest ethnic Albanian party, the PDP, announced that it would freeze its participation in parliament until both sides end the fighting.
The Party for Democratic Prosperity call on the President of the Republic of Macedonia, Boris Trajkovski, to stop the action of police and army against guerrilla and civilian population. Also, we call on Albanian guerrilla to lay down the arms in favor of the peace and stability of the Republic of Macedonia.
But the government has vowed to fight on until the rebels are eliminated. If Sunday's offensive is any gauge, that objective could be reached soon. Guy Raz, NPR News, Tetovo.